Guaranteed Human.
For just a chance to win your heart, you could set the bar beyond the stars. I'll do anything, anything you ask me to. Say you want the moon, watch me learn to fly. Ain't a mountain you could point to. It's crazy, but it's true. There's nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you. To hold your hand and call you mine. I'm trying to be your man till the end of time.
Kiss FM, all of a sudden, it's Tuesday morning. Seacrest, Sissany, Tanya, the back room, ready to go. We got heat once again today. Sunshine, 80s and 90s inland. It's Kiss FM.
Peace up. A-Town. Down. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's go.
Get a little V.I. Put down on the low key. You should know how we feel. I saw the shorty, she was checking up for me. From the game she was spitting in my ear, you would think that she know me. Decided to cheat. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Well, let's go.
Now I gotta keep it real now, 'cause I'm the one to dance. a certified 20. That just ain't me.
Hey!
Cause I know if I take that chance, she swears it's gonna leave. But what I do is the way she danced, make sure they all right for me. The way she I'm like, yeah, just work that out for me. She asked for one more dance, and I'm like, yeah, how the hell am I supposed to leave? And I said, conspicuous and wild. These women all on the prowl. If you hold the head steady, I'ma melt the cow. And forget about game, I'ma spit the truth. I won't stop till I get them in their birthday suit. So give me the rhythm and it'll be off with their clothes. Then bend over to the front and touch your toes. I left the jag and I took the rolls. If they ain't cutting, then I put them on foot patrol. How you like me now when my pinky's valued over 300,000? Let's drink, you the one to please. Ludacris filled cups like double D's. Me and Ursh, what's more when we leave them dead? We want a lady in the street, but a freak in a bed that say, Ursher got the voice to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Ludacris got the flow to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go.
Kiss FM, good morning. How's everybody?
I've been better.
Oh no.
I was about to say super.
I wasn't even expecting you to say anything like that. That means we're going to ask why.
It's kind of funny. I chipped my tooth. And I have a...
Chewing ice?
No, I chipped my tooth with my own tooth. Isn't that crazy?
Your bottom tooth?
I was biting into a sandwich and the bread was really hard. And so
always.
I was really trying
it's
to like
sandwiches.
Get it. And my bottom tooth hit my top tooth, and now I have a, like, Dumb and Dumber Jim Carrey
chip. They can file it down.
Yeah, you can just file it down.
Is it fileable?
Yeah, my dentist has already, he literally already texted me because I posted it on Instagram. He's like, I got you. Come in today.
Yeah, but you
got
to watch your sandwich count. You're 3, 4, 5, 6 Jersey Mike's, and you'll be without teeth.
It was not Jersey Mike's. I won't call out the restaurant, but it's one of my favorite sandwiches.
It's your fault. You ordered the bread. Yeah. You ordered the sandwich. You could have had the soggy pasta.
My dad lost a tooth eating a sandwich, too.
My dad lost a tooth. Eating pizza crust.
Yeah. No.
Beware of your food and chewing ice. I didn't realize it until somebody called me out chewing ice all the time that I'm going to crack my teeth doing that.
I know.
Yep.
Well, let me tell you what the solution is. And I started playing with my tomatoes last night in the kitchen.
Oh,
and the solution.
That's normal.
I know what you're going to say.
You do not know.
I do.
Water?
Oh.
My goodness.
So I started playing with my tomatoes. Last night. I had, you know, it's tomato
season. What
do you
mean playing with your tomatoes?
I wanted to think of something to do differently with my tomatoes.
Yeah, okay, got it.
I understood.
So I juiced, I put them in a juicer, blended them up a little bit, and then put them in the fridge with a cheesecloth and a sifter underneath and left them overnight and drained the tomato water out of the tomatoes. So it's like a clear-ish, pinkish water that drains out.
Okay.
And gross. You can drink it.
For what?
Flavor.
It's not even nutrition. It's not thick.
Yeah, and nutrition. It's not thick like Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah.
It's got all the fresh flavor, and it's thin like water. So what I actually did was I have now ground, I eat some ground protein, so ground chicken or ground turkey, and I put it in a bowl, and I pour the tomato water over the ground meat, and it absorbs it. Try it with beef, too. It's not thick like tomato sauce, but it gives you this salty, fresh, summer flavor.
Okay.
You are welcome.
That is
I
so
won't
not
knock it till I try it.
Where I saw you going, because I've been seeing all over TikTok, people are using tomato slices instead of bread for like their sandwiches.
Oh no, this is tomato water. This is not even
that's where I thought
TikTok
you were going.
Isn't even onto this yet.
No, they're not.
This is ahead of TikTok. Okay, let's go. Coming up in a second, we've got $500 in back to school cash.
102.7 Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal, and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
I can't move on, baby doll, waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm out of class. Looking for somebody different, cause my daddy was a pimp. My mama had issues, but I miss her anyway. Oh baby, don't. Please don't call me for the wrong reason. We both know exactly what I'm thinking. Weeks pass and I never grow tired, cause I never said never and I barely ever lie. I'm on the road to an original place and out of space. I didn't make it up, but you can't find it on the phone or a globe, and I can take you with me if you really wanna go. Oh, baby, don't. I can't move on. I can't move on, baby, don't. Waiting on calls, slipping through stations. I'm outclassed and it's outrageous. I'll take it all.
Seacrest starts your day.
So much fun.
On LA's number one hit music station.
I just like the energy. 102.7.
Kiss FM.
Caller 102. It's back to school cash. 1-800-520-1027. $500.
102.7 Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
The future.
Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that, that.
Boom, boom, boom.
Gotta get 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 that.
Boom, boom, boom.
That boom, boom, boom.
That boom, boom, boom.
That boom, boom, boom.
Yo, I got that hit to beat the block. You can get that bass on below. I got that rock and roll. That future flow. That digital spit. Next level visual. I got that
boom.
Boom, 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 let me get it now.
Boom, boom, boom,
gotta get that.
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 Boom, boom, boom,
that boom, boom, boom,
that boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom.
I'm on that supersonic boom, y'all hear that spaceship zoom. When I step inside the room, them girls go ay-ay-ay. Stuck on super 8, that lo-fi stupid 8-bit. I'm on that HD flat, this beat go boom, boom, bap.
I'm a beast when you turn me on. Into the future, Cybertron. Harder, faster, better, stronger. Sexy ladies, extra longer. Cause we got to beat that bounce. We got to beat that pound. We got to beat that 808, that boom, boom in your town.
People in the place, if you wanna get down.
I'll be That boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom.
What it do, baby boy?
Yeah, lil' mama, you looking good. I see you on the plate with a player from the hood. Come holler at me, you got it like that. Big Snoop Dogg with the lead pussycat. I show you how I go that. Yeah, I wanna throw that. Me and you, one-on-one, treat it like a show that. You look at me and I look at you. I'm reaching for your shirt, what you want me to do? Pussycat. Now roll with the big dog. All six of y'all on me. Now tell me how I feel, baby doll. Ashley, Nicole, Carmi, Jessica, Kimberly, Melody, you telling me?
So many things popping up. First, the Naidoo and East of McKinley Street. This is, again, close to the time that they want to cancel the Sigler to reopen up those two right lanes. They haven't done it officially yet, so we're just waiting for the CHP to. The new Sigler, 210 East at Santa Anita Avenue. So the pickup truck, I saw it still on its side, and that's the reason they issued the Sigler for the two right lanes. It may be easier for them to pop it back on its wheels. We'll see. 5 South of Valencia Boulevard, that's another Sigler. Okay, so it sounds like the car fire may be more so at the exit. If that's the case, that won't tie you up too much. But what could turn into a Sigler would be this 170. So we're putting it both directions, right, at about Victory Boulevard, where we know that they've issued a Sigler for, let's see, the left lane in both sides after the car lost control, went through the center median, ended up on the other side of the freeway. This report is sponsored by Talk Taco Bell, you know how some places have a secret menu? Well, this is not that menu. It's the Cantina menu, and it's only at Taco Bell at participating locations, Taco Bell locations for a limited time only, and while supplies last. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 KISS FM.
Thank you, Ginger. The heat continues yet again. Pasadena, a high of 91. Manhattan Beach, a high of 78. And right now, it's 66 in Hollywood.
Hey, everyone. Good morning. Wake
up. Let's go. What's up, Los Angeles? It's the weekend.
Hi, it's Zara Larson.
Hi, I'm Olivia Dean.
And you're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7 KISS FM.
The LA's number one hit music station.
On KISS FM, we have a quote of the day at 6:55 and three things you should remove from your home right away to get rid of stress.
Ooh.
I'll tell you what those three things are. 6:55.
I knew you through the days of the blades of the grass in summer. Parachutes for the free fall of being younger. I memorized the sound of your bare footsteps running. Life has ways of leaving those days behind, but seeing you tonight, I remember I loved you. Came back when it mattered, I saw you standing there in the light of the window, wearing that same smile. Man, it's been a while, but I knew it, I knew you. I knew it, I knew you. I knew you, all your blues like a mood ring, changing colors. There were times we could fight like brothers. I watched you drive around the bend for what I thought would be the last time I saw my friend. But love has ways of bringing things back to life.
I knew you, 102.7, Kiss FM. Good morning. Seacrest here, and Gracie Abrams tickets coming up to win in just a little bit. Jordan, there seems to be a theme here. You were out walking your dog the other night, because it's so hot, so she's walking her dog at night, and the skunk sprayed her. Mm. Now, the possum family is trying to break into your house and steal things.
Yo, what is up with the rodents these days and me? Like, is it a sign? What does it mean?
The possums, do you live in Snow White's village? Where do you live?
The possums
can get aggressive, can't they?
I didn't whistle. I didn't, like, try to attract them in any way. But, yeah, Sunny Burbank, that's where the rodents feed.
The family of possums, where were they? At your car, at your door? Where was the family of possum?
Yeah, this morning I was getting ready to go here to the station. And as I'm walking to my car, I see a family of possums underneath.
How do you know it's a family? They could have been friends.
Yeah, I mean, was there babies?
They were babies, and it was so disgusting, guys. It was the mama possum, and there were three little heads on top of her.
Oh, that's actually kind of cute. Mm,
not when you're in a rush and you're like scared, it's dark, and you just see like the eyes.
You see a family of three-headed possum, you're not excited.
I find possums kind of cute.
I do too. Really?
Is it possums or possum?
A possum, right?
A possum.
Well, that's possum or opossum, but is it possum or possums?
I thought that was you. What, aren't
I think
those
it's
your
possums.
Mascot?
No, my mascot was Wildcat, and you hold up your hand and say, "We are not awesome, we are possum."
Oh, there.
That's where
it
comes
from.
I was like, why would a high school have an opossum as the mascot?
Well, it's opossum or possum that you saw?
It's possums.
Mark, is it for sure possums?
Possums is correct, yes.
What about opossums?
Well, that's what I'm looking into, is the difference.
I think you
those.
Can say possum. I think she ran into possums, which are also known as opossums.
They are two different marsupials, possums and opossums.
Well, how would she know? She doesn't know the difference in the two. Could have been the opossum
family. I think
family.
It was opossums, which are native to America. Possums are Australia, New Guinea, and
well, there
okay,
is
so
your
you
lesson.
So you actually had a family of opossums this morning.
Opossumly is terrified for life now.
So what did they do to you, and what did you do to get away from them?
Well, okay, I had to get my mom. My dad wasn't available at the time. So she was, I screamed going into the house, and she had to, like, help me guide them away because they were underneath my tire. So, like, I didn't want to not.
Don't you think the car turning on would have scared them?
Well, I was also not getting into my car because it was right by the driver's side.
Was going to grab your ankle?
No, I didn't want them to attack me. I didn't know. The mama could have been, like, aggressive in some way.
Between being locked in your own home to your room, running into a skunk the night before coming in, and the opossum family under your Goodyear, you're lucky. The other thing I'm wondering is, your dad is never quite available. Does he read the newspaper on the toilet every morning? What? Why is he always so busy?
He drives to work every morning.
Oh, so he's there.
Yeah, so he's there up earlier. But he wasn't there today. It was my mom. She was getting ready for work this morning too.
But well, I can't wait to see what happens with you and the phylum tomorrow morning on the way in.
My goodness, I need a break.
All right, bobcats, watch out for them.
That's what they're mountain lions. They're mountain lions.
Mm. Yeah, be careful of the bobcats over there. And raccoons. Coming up next, Gracie Abrams tickets.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
From the top, she's got a body like an hourglass, it's ticking like a clock. It's a matter of time before we all run out. When I thought he was mine, she caught him by the mouth.
So far, the drive and the conditions are still really tough. So my helicopter is actually looking at that ride through North Hollywood. To me, it looks like on that 170, the southbound side at Victory Boulevard is where the one right lane is open. On the northbound side, we have the two right lanes open. One of those cars lost control, smashed into the center divider, ended up on the opposite side of the freeway. And then there were four other cars involved in this crash. It is a really tough and terrible spot. And that's the reason I would not be surprised if the issue is Sigler. However, we know that a lot of the cars are in the process of clearing, and there are some really extensive delays as you head through North Hollywood on the southbound side. 5 South at the 14 split, it's stopping lane so they can try to clear this crash and get everybody off the freeway. It's been a little tough, slow and go drive. The 5 South Valencia Boulevard exit is still closed because of a car fire, and we're hoping that Sigler will clear soon. We know that they were trying to wrap up 210 eastbound side at Santa Anita Avenue, and that wreck involving a couple of cars with the two right lanes that have been closed as well. I'm just looking to see if there are any other Siglers, because we've been discussing that last one that was on that 91 freeway, the eastbound side before you get to McKinley Street. Oh, they issued the Sigler and then extended that until about 7:30. So that's a real rough ride. This report is sponsored by El Pollo Loco. Hey, Mario Lopez and the Pollo Loco Days are here at El Pollo Loco, where you can win the ultimate trip to the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas and other exclusive giveaways and rewards. Join Loco Rewards and check out locodays.com for official rules and full details. Terms and conditions apply. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 KISS FM.
Thank you, Ginger. It is going to be nice along the coast today. Seal Beach, a high of 80. Valencia, a high of 95. And right now, it is 66 in Hollywood.
Yes, Sissany. Call 102. Get your Gracie Abrams tickets at 1-800-520-1027. You're on KISS FM. That I made you love me. Seacrest with you. I was out on the path over the weekend. You know what I got to take up and start doing? Have you seen these automatic, hands-free, electric skateboards with lights on the front and the back?
You just lean. Yeah, I should be doing that.
I saw a dude. I saw a guy. I was talking to him on the path on the west side in Santa Monica, and he was like leaning on the skateboard, and it automatically goes electrically, and it's super cool. So I think I'm going to take that up.
That worries me for you.
Very much so.
No, it's not skateboarding. It's electric skateboarding.
Still.
But are there handles?
No, there's no handles. It's hands-free.
Were you going to wear a helmet?
You're on your phone, obviously, videotaping it.
Are you going to have a helmet?
Obviously.
Yeah, I always wear a helmet.
Okay, knee pads?
I usually always wear a helmet. I try to always have a helmet.
I don't try it. Report back.
Yes.
I will. Tanya, what's happening with your neighbors?
So remember how I told you when I drive into work at 5 o'clock in the morning, my neighbor's sprinklers are going off and there's one that's shooting into my car
and you
every
thought,
time?
Oh, they probably don't know. They're wasting water. Yeah, I should tell them and knock on their door. Did you?
You guys told me, no, it's not your problem.
That's Disney did.
Well, you're trespassing.
Well, I did. I left them a note. That's on nice. Their door knocker.
Awful, okay.
And
on their door knocker, the door so you don't walk up to the front door and put under the door knocker.
Oh my gosh,
that's so creepy.
They didn't have
morning.
A floor mat.
Yeah, but that's so creepy to put it under the door knocker.
Yes.
So delicately.
I did worry as I drove away. I was like, if this
Careful,
thing falls off.
Careful, the opossums will come rip that thing away.
Yeah, what if they don't get it?
Whatever family has this ring footage, can y'all
Oh, please,
send it
I'm in. Tiptoeing up to your door knocker.
But anyways, I drove into work this morning, and guess whose sprinkler isn't shooting into my car anymore?
Did you receive a thank you bouquet?
No, I didn't leave my name. I just wrote, like, love your neighbor.
I bet they could figure out your penmanship.
I don't know.
Bubblegum penmanship.
Maybe.
I don't know that.
But
Uncle
I just
Sal
wanted to say, in the lesson is that in this is if you see something in your neighborhood, just write the letter, tell them, do it, because they fixed it. And I guarantee you, they probably had no idea how long their sprinkler was broken. I've been driving past that, having it hit my car for months before
was there,
I did anything.
Were there sprinklers on when you passed by?
Well, hard to say.
Well, we need another door knock note. You're a good neighbor.
Thank
You're like
you.
State Farm. Okay, coming up next, we have a quote of the day here at Kiss FM.
You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
I had a dream, we were sipping whiskey neat, highest floor of the Bowery, and I was high enough. Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye, you were staying out all night, and I had enough. No, I don't wanna know where you've been or where you're going, but I know I won't be home, and you'll be on your own.
up. Ryan Seacrest starts your day.
Getting ready for work, going to work, at work, all the time.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
I'm Justin Bieber.
Hi, I'm Olivia Dean.
And you're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
That's right.
102.7 Kiss FM.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece. The extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me that isn't the case. 'Cause I make it so easy to fall in love. So come give me a call and we'll fall into us. I'm the perfect mix of Saturday night and the rest of your life. Anyone with a heart would agree. It's so easy to fall in love.
Well, it is 102.7 Kiss FM. Quote of the day here in a second. Now, these are the three things you should get out of your house to get rid of stress. What are they? One, a visible trash bin. When you can see a trash can, that stresses you out. We've got them everywhere visibly.
What?
Two, a chair covered in clothes. That is a problem. I do it all the time. I throw things there. They're not dirty. They're not clean, but they're not dirty. They're usable one more time before they have to go. Number three, furniture that blocks walkways.
Oh, my gosh. Gotta
check that out. You can't have that sofa in front of
my parents are guilty for that.
Yes. It's a common mistake. Today's quote, every day there's one. Today's, depression is when you live in the past. Anxiety is when you live in the future. And peace is when you live in the present.
I say live in the now. It's good. It's a good one.
It's great if you could do it. That's always the challenge, isn't it?
Peace equals
sounds
present.
Good, but can you actually do it on your own? You're on 102.7 Kiss FM.
It's so silly of me to act like I don't need you back. When all I can think about is that since I seen you last, I know I didn't have to walk away. All I had to do was ask for space. I'm telling you, be on your way. When I told you to fall back, so can you come pick up your clothes? I had them folded. Meet me at the door. It's still open. I know it's getting cold out, but it's not frozen. So come pick up your clothes. I had them folded. I'll let your body decide if this is good enough for you. Already folding up for you. Already folding up for you. I'll let your body decide if this is good enough for you. Already folding up for you. Already folding up for you. No matter what you do to switch the story up, I know I made my mark. And I would still choose you through it all. That's the crazy part. Crazy part. I don't need no more empty promises. Promise me that you got it. I don't need roses, just need some flowers from my garden. Can't you go back to how you loved on me when you started? I'll be here begging for ya. You should be giving me the heart and day till the day is done.
Second date update coming up after 7 here on Kiss. Sissany, the headline.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, SoCal Edison says that